cap souffrir.
Voilà qui t'es comme on cap crié. Ça cap crié, ça cap relé.
Voilà.
Voilà qui t'es la calle de là.
Ça.
Voilà qui t'es, tu m'en cap souffrir.
Cap souffrir, cap souffrir.
Voilà qui t'es comme on cap crié.
I spend a lot of time in the backyard, and I'm the center of attention at summer barbecues. In 96, I made some of the tastiest s'mores you've ever had. In 01, we stayed up all night telling ghost stories with the neighbors. Yeah, I know I've got a bit of wear and tear. And sadly, in 09, it was me, your backyard fire pit, that accidentally started a wildfire. When a summer breeze carried one of my embers into some dry brush.
Sparks from an improperly extinguished fire pit can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tell me, baby, is it good enough?
Tell me, baby, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you? Tell 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. Tonight we have a bit of a hybrid show, kind of like a sad show in a sense. So this past week, we lost two legends of in popular music. One kind of like a rock dinosaur, Eddie Money. He had esophageal cancer, and you know, it's funny, I was thinking about it, it's kind of amazing that we don't hear music like this anymore. I mean, there's a reason. If you don't like it, maybe the reason is, well, it's because it sucks. On the other hand, it never stopped people from making music and being popular before. So we're going to have a little bit of Eddie Money, I think, the first hour. We're going to plan on that, and then we'll have Daniel Johnston in the second hour. I think he committed suicide. He died at 58. He was a lo-fi pop instrument singer-songwriter. And he deserves some time here in 1,000 Points of Light as well. So we're going to start off with Eddie Money. This is the first track. It's Shaken from his No Control. I think it was 1982's No Control. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah.
big sound, big rock. Be my little wow wow. Eddie Money, that was his hit. Big, huge hit. Number two, I think it peaked at number two on the singles chart in like 1987 or something like that. And that was a live version of the Galaxy Theater in L.A. from 1997, so he wasn't quite in rough shape yet. I think he didn't get into rough shape until he was on that show with Sammy Hagar. What was that, like the something like I Can't Drive 55, and he has like he takes road trips with friends or something? I don't know. Anyway, before that, Think I'm in Love from his No Control. Baby Hold On, another big hit prior to that, and then we had Shaken. So I wanted a copy of No Control when I was a kid. Of course, I didn't have really that much money to buy my own record, so I asked for it for like my birthday or something, or maybe it was Hanukkah or something like that. And my parents were like, "What? No Control? I don't know. That doesn't sound like a record I want you to be listening to. So I don't know if we're gonna buy that for you." So they made that decision just based on the title, No Control. So I had to go buy it myself. Anyway, all right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Eddie Money has passed. He had a nice run in the 70s and 80s, I'll have to say. And I guess the deal with that music, I was lamenting the loss of that kind of music. Not that I think it's particularly brilliant or anything, but, you know, I think that time has come and gone. We'll probably never hear anything like that again. I mean, everything has a time where it comes back and is in fashion again, but it's been like 40 years for that stuff, and it hasn't come back yet, so I don't think it will at this point. That's my theory. Anyway, but we're going to give it one last farewell here, at least until 9 o'clock. Give me some water from Life for the Taking from Eddie Money, up right now, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO.
Give me some water.
That was the browser's fault, not mine. All right, I'm sorry. That was Trinidad from Eddie Money. We're going to keep things going with his cover of Smokey Robinson, The Miracles. He Really Got a Hold on Me from his self-titled debut right here. right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that is Eddie Money's Nobody from this great record that, you know, I have to admit I'm not super familiar with this catalog, but I do like this Life of the Taking. Before that, You Really Got a Hold on Me. That's a Smokey Robinson, The Miracles cover from his self-titled debut. We heard Trinidad before that. Sorry I had to cut that off. Something with the browser. You know what happened is that I was deciding that now would be, or that that moment would be a good time to log in and indicate that I actually came on and showed up for my show so that the program director here would know that I was actually here, and that instead of opening a new tab, it changed the browser from the song to the form I needed to fill out. So that's what happened there. Anyway, before that, Give Me Some Water from Life for the Taking as well. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So Eddie Money is dead, and he died of esophageal cancer. I imagine it kind of set in quickly. He posted something when he was diagnosed. It was already stage four by the time it was discovered. He posted something that was like, well, you know, there's all this treatment. Treatment options are so much more advanced. Who knows? Maybe I'll live a longer time. Maybe I'll still live quite some time, something like that. And that was in June of this year, and he died last week. So, yeah, it was still kind of far advanced. Anyway, so we're playing his music until 9, and then we're allowing the catalog of Daniel Johnston to take over. He also passed last week, so we've got two artists to pay tribute to. Up next, it's Eddie Money's follow-up to No Control, not quite as good. We're going to hear the title track from Where's the Party right now, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
We've got to go. You know what I'm talking about, gang? You see, it's your life now, so do what you goddamn wanna do. 'Cause it's life for the taking.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, Life for the Taking, the title track from that record, epic, epic version, live and everything. They're all wearing like their skinny ties, and they're all kind of like undone to the middle of their chest, and you know, it's amazing. You've got the hip huggers and the flare pants, they're rocking it out. That was legit. And we heard that, also Walk on Water before that from Nothing to Lose, We Should Be Sleeping. Was the record from off the Can't Hold Back record. And, you know, the video for that is like, nobody's having a better time than Eddie Money in like 1986. That's clear to me. People might be getting as much nookie, but nobody's having a better time. So that much we know. Where's the Party from the album of the same name? You know, when you hear that, you think Jay Giles Band. It's like, they should have been on a tour. Maybe they were. I don't know. I can research that. They had to have toured. That would have been amazing. Although maybe they would have been so much party energy, they would have canceled each other out. I don't know. So that started off our set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're about done with the Eddie Money section of our show. Daniel Johnston will start up after the... We have to play Two Tickets to Paradise. I think I'm required by law, actually. If you're going to have an Eddie Money segment of your show, then you have to play this track off his self-titled debut. This is Two Tickets to Paradise, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.